The part where somebody asked Bobby Hemmett why Aleister Crowley got the Book of the Law rather than a black man, and he just goes, because y'all weren't listening. Like,
that's
what?
That's absolutely wild. Because Bobby Hemmett's theory of the Book of the Law is totally that it's something for the melanated people or what have you. In his mind, it's Kemetic. It's an Egyptian text.
I mean, it came from a temple in Cairo. And it's
came from a hotel in Cairo, but same difference.
Oh, well, yeah.
It started in a pyramid.
It wouldn't be the first thing that an Englishman went over to Cairo and stole from. And the only thing is that the Book of the Law didn't end up in a museum.
Ended up in Carl Germer's basement, I think.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, that makes sense. In a German guy's basement.
God. History doesn't repeat, but it certainly rhymes.
Okay. Well, let's see. What do we have up on the watch list?
You got 72 motherfuckers in your head. Let's put it that way. We go goddamn layman terms so you can understand this shit on the Slint Smart Liquor level. Even if you high, you can get this shit. You got 72 motherfuckers in your head. Each 72 of these bitches is over anywhere from 29, 30 to 40 to 50 damn legions of 10,000. So we talking about the 144,000, 144 million in your brain that you deny because they're called demons or Damians. Claim them. You get this shit? Each seal is a legion of some shit in your brain. But what we're talking about here is learning your own motherfucking damn army. Yes.
So Bobby Hemmett has a little clip on Goetia that we love. He tells you that
I'm going to make this malt liquor sipping simple for you. You've got 72 motherfuckers in your head, and each of them 72 motherfuckers got 20, 30, 40 legions of 10,000. So you got 144,000, 144 million motherfuckers in your head that you deny because you call them demons or Damians. And each seal is a legion in your brain, in your mind. And that is your army.
Yeah.
So right off the bat, and here's the thing. We cannot do justice to Bobby Hemmett's delivery. This man is astounding. He is... Fire and brimstone doesn't do it justice. This man is an orator of the highest caliber.
He's fucking amazing. I mean, I'm going to put clips in for this episode. I don't normally feel right about just clipping stuff, but I feel like people need to hear some Bobby for us, them to really be able to get what's going on here. But aside from like how ridiculous it sounds, that's something that plenty of the chaos magic community, hell, even some of the regular occult community would agree with. Isn't it? I think it's a Crowley quote, something about how the Goetia represents aspects of the human consciousness. And that's all Bobby's saying. He's saying it in a fun way that will get you to listen, though.
Or the Peter Carroll, every pantheon represents a psychic.
Exactly. It's the same thing.
Now, I think that it's very interesting to note that he really does emphasize the sheer number, the amount of, you know, this idea of like your head is so big enough to contain all the gods and demons, you know, all that sort of thing. It's really a fascinating thing to imagine. Could you imagine the scope of your mind if there are truly 144 million demons in there that you're not even aware of? And I think in a weird way, I think a lot of times people will go like, oh, yeah, like, the you know, a demon is like an aspect of your brain. But you don't think about the full implication of what the Goetia lays down of like it. This guy commands 50 legions of hell. And, you know, each legion is 10,000 or something like that. So it's like,
think about the sheer magnitude that we're talking about this. You know, especially, you know, when you've been in chaos magic in particular in a while, when you hear crazy stuff like that, it doesn't quite hit you in the same way. It's like, oh, yeah, that's just one particular paradigm of any thousand of them. But he's really giving you something that makes you feel empowered in a way. The idea that if you just start paying attention to this shit, You just start looking at these. You have the legions of the underworld in your fucking head ready to command. It's right there for the taking. You just got to do it.
And it's you know, because on again, on one level, it's absolutely hilarious to hear him yelling that. It's so funny. It's so fun. It's just great. And then on the other level, it hits you. You hear somebody going, I'm going to make this sip malt liquor simple for you. I'm going to break this down. And then he's like, you got 72 motherfuckers in your head. It's like, yeah, what is this? But then it's, you know, if you stop and really process it, it's like, that is a if that is a position you wanted to take, it's a very powerful
definitely
one. It's a very fascinating definitely one.
All right. What else we got here?
And they don't understand that ye are gods. Is it not written in your law that ye are gods? John chapter 10, verse 34, 37. And the scriptures cannot be broken. We fell into the physical realm and we were the gods of the prior universe. In that same Revelations, it tells you that the ones that will be raised up were slain before the foundation of the earth. Remember, I gave you these several stories about the Titans that was overthink, and I told you that Tiamat was overthrown. Well, in that same Bible,
Revelation. Okay, so he brings in a lot of different myths there, as he always does. He talks about the Titans being slain and Tiamat being slain, and
talking about the fact that that we fell into this physical realm and that we were slain before the foundation of the earth, essentially ascribing humanity as being godlike beings who had a fall, you know, very
yeah,
Gnostic.
That's exactly what you I was going to say.
We fell from our place of prominence and we can be raised back up. And then he also does what we did earlier in this episode where we used Christianity to make a point about another thing, you know? So, cheers to you, Bobby.
He just goes off for a minute about this idea. And it's, you know, it's like, you have to think about the context in which he's speaking too, right? He's talking to, you know, ultimately like, you know, a marginalized group of people. That has to be some of the most empowering shit you've ever heard in your life, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially on an esoteric level, or the idea of like ascribing a spiritual power to a group and telling them. And it's like, they're trying to keep you down. They're trying to force you beneath the boot heel, but understand that you are the divine being and that the your enemies are, you know, I guess the Gnostic thing would be like, yeah, you're battling against the Archons, man. There are the authorities of this world that will try to keep you down, but they can't beat you if you realize that you're from the source.
Definitely.
It's very much that sort of thing, which is, you know, super great. And it's the absolute power that this man has when he talks is, you know, this guy can make a whole room stand up at, you know, with a
right,
word.
Right. And like I said, you know, a lot of it seems very goofy in a lot of ways. And a lot of you people will probably be very much like Bobby, just talking some wacky fucking shit.
Yeah. A lot of y'all will probably be tuning out to this already, but like, really now, but at the same time, this clip is, really lacking in a super quotable line. I can't say malt liquor simple or Marcus Garvey, ascended master, you know, like none of that. So that would be my one critique of this.
All right. What else we got?
You know, quit comparing yourself to whether you look like other people or what other people have and fall in love with self. There's something about you that you like about yourself. Take that and magnify it. You know what I'm saying? You might scratch your behind a certain way and you go, man, I do that shit good. But whatever it is.
Okay.
Whoa. Back up. Okay. You just got to put
that
whole
clip
in
there. That
whole
clip's going in there.
Scratch your behind.
Bobby.
And magnify it.
It's you're familiar with the Buddhist concept of expedient teaching, correct?
Absolutely.
For our listeners who might not be, there's a concept in Buddhism, specifically Mahayana is very big on it. And it's the idea that the guru or the Buddha, specifically, depending on what you're going with, the enlightened being does not necessarily give you the full truth or something that even can constitute truth in any sort of way. Because the guru or the Buddha or the enlightened being is not trying to tell you the full picture right from the get-go. What they're trying to do is have expedient methods to bring you to enlightenment. That is exactly what Bobby just did right there. He's giving you a very simple message. He's just trying to get you to love yourself and have positive feelings towards your own being and who you are. And, you know, like I said, if he's willing to tell you, like, you might scratch your ass in a nice way that you're like, oh, I like that. And if that gets you there, then fucking great. We need more of that, especially in occultism. A lot of people just want to fucking give you like the whole cosmological picture of their ideas and tell you the whole fucking universe is like this. We need a lot more of just scratching your ass and being like, see that, there's a profound truth in there.
Honestly, I think we just need less, we need less teachers and we need more Bobbies.
Damn straight.
Yeah. There's always going to be loads of people that are going to tell you how you should be doing something or the, like, this is the way, or there are loads of people that really want to give you their opinion on something and have their long diatribes. But the problem is that most of them aren't half or a third or a quarter as entertaining or as right to the fucking, to the very marrow of the issue as someone like Bobby Hemmett. These are people that are pretentious. These are people that would never say, scratch your ass and find enlightenment.
Definitely. Okay, next
What's
one.
What's this one?
This is Bobby. It just says Bobby Hemmett dropping knowledge. So let's see what he has to say.
He dropping it.
The mysteries of alchemy. So the alcohol is the ultimate aspect of alchemy, which alchemy is also taking something in an original state and making something new out of it. And that's what fermentation is. And in so many words, that is what the whole Christ thing is. You know, I am the wine and I am the vine. That whole concept and all. Remember, the root of the word Christ just simply means your soul. Has nothing to do with no black person or white person running around 2,000 years ago. The word Christos, if you study this for most of it, we only got the religious aspect and aspect of the Christos, might I add, Greek. I'm trying to find out why the Christians never found another name, even in Hebrew, that they wanted to deal with. When they talk about the Christos, they had to deal with the Greeks. But then again, they even call the Greeks pagans. But the Christos on the metaphysical...
Whoa, okay, there's so much to just went into that last one.
I loved the music in the background.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's the other thing we should talk about real quick before we say anything about the video. Bobby Hemmett ends up in so many goddamn hip-hop things. It's fucking insane. And you can see why, because if you need like a 30-second quote that just sounds like fucking crazy shit that's going to blow somebody's mind, just find any Bobby Hemmett video and just pick any random section of it. You have a 9 times out of 10 that you're going to pull a banger out of that.
Okay, it started with alcohol is the essence of alchemy because words sound alike. So obviously it makes sense. But the idea of taking something and making something new out of it, and that is fermentation. And then he says that really that fermentation is the essence of the Christ myth. He doesn't explain that because he gets a little lost talking about the etymology of the word Christos.
Yeah.
But the idea of Christ is your soul and that sort of thing. And now maybe the idea is that the fermentation is the formula of the dying and resurrected God, which would also equate to Osiris. Now I'm doing Bobby Hemmett's job for him at this point, but I'm sure he's already thought of that because he's a genius. But I guess this one's a little funny because like he very clearly gets off his track for a second and then it cuts out way too quick where he doesn't get to finish it. I really need to find the rest of this lecture to figure out if I'm right or not.
God, you gotta love it though.
This man has such energy too. He just bounces through this whole thing. Just, he doesn't stop at all. It's like he goes off. You know, when you're having those magic manic moments where everything is connected, it's where every little thing is a synchronicity and you can relate it to something else. So when you're trying to explain it, you're going off on these tangents. That's what it sounds like. Hats off to him for it because that was fucking great.
Man, yo, that's Christ. The point of Christ is crystallizing. He even has a whole fucking thing about you know, I don't understand why the Christians couldn't find a Hebrew word for this. They have to go with the Greek word, Christos.
Yeah.
And you can tell that's just an actual problem that Bobby had that he had to tell you about. He's like, I'm not sure about this one, but maybe somebody in the audience can help me here.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe I'll figure out the answer or something like that. It's like, especially because they'd be calling the Greeks pagans. It's like, shit. All right, Bobby, you're on fire right now, man. Go for it. I really do need to find the rest of that because I need to know if I'm right about why fermentation is the Christ myth.
But just to pull it back, right? In a weird way, right? Because we're having a good time with this. We're overblowing Bobby and simultaneously telling you that Bobby actually is a fucking brilliant guy. You know, people will laugh at this. People will be like, oh, it's that Hotep shit. When Carl Jung says that sort of shit, you guys perked right the fuck up. You're like, oh yes, Christ is in the alchemy myth. When fucking Heidegger or Derrida comes at you with weird etymology that you're like, I don't think that's actually how that works at all. You got people in academia perk the hell up. But when you got Bobby Hemmett here doing it, you want to laugh about it. Just saying. Yeah. Just saying.
You know
it's
what?
It's a thought.
Good point. Good point. I've never got to see Carl Jung give a speech, but I don't think he has half the energy.
Oh, hell no. I saw him in that one interview and he looks tired and bored as fuck.
Bobby Hemmett didn't fuck his patients.
Well, we don't know that. Bobby might have gotten some play in the audience. You don't know. And no, he was married, so I'm pretty sure he's probably good.
Next one.
This one's called The Great Mother and Son.
What happened was you had the ancient Draconian or Typhonian tradition. This was before Egypt came into being.
Time out! Time out!
What?
Bobby Hemmett is dragon pilled.
What?
As they came out of that, you had the ancient Draconians that were still worshiping the mother and the son.
Oh my God! This man is dragon pilled, and he is talking about the Draconian Typhonian order. Holy shit. I did not expect this. This is a revelation. We just made the comparison to Kenneth Grant.
He's right there.
Holy shit. It makes perfect sense.
We saw 5 seconds of this video.
Oh, my. Oh, Bobby Hemmett.
Oh, brother Bobby.
Oh, my God. Tell us the secrets. Tell us the way. Holy shit. Come on, go.
The mother being the triple blackness of space that has the sun out of her south gate, the vagina. You see what I'm saying? Which is the first done heaven, Sirius, which is the God that you know of. But God, the ancient word for God is El. And the word El also means God, but it means sun. So the God that you worship up there is the sun. That's the God. Yes, that's your father, but he's the son to the mother, the triple blackness of space. So you had a group of people that was worshiping the dragon and the dog. The dragon means the great mother Typhon. Her dog is the dog star that comes out of her south gate, this vagina. Now, you had the ancient people that was worshiping Soot Typhon. Soot, which means the star system Sirius, and Typhon mean the triple blackness of space in the constellation of Draco, that you get the word Draconian cult come from. Y'all with me? Yeah. Now.
Y'all with me? Oh my God.
I'm with you, Bobby. Holy shit.
The triple blackness of the mother.
Nuit.
And the son that comes out of her south region, the vagina.
The vagina. Yeah.
Like, you can totally understand. You know, it really makes you wonder, like, did he get this? Did he straight up get this from Kenneth Grant? Or is this like, did he come up with this shit?
No, he got this from this. No, he got this from the source, man. He tapped into the Draconian current. He's tapped into the Typhonian current.
That is
him and Kenneth Grant have the same ideas because they got it from the same place.
That is
the dog star Sirius.
I don't want to keep going back to this point, but when Robert Anton Wilson comes to you talking about Sirius, you guys all perk up. But when you hear Bobby talking about it, you're like, what the hell is this guy talking about? You guys need to be in love with Bobby Hemmett right this fucking second.
I'm just saying the fact that Bobby, do you really mean to tell me Bobby Hemmett doesn't have a single fucking book? I'm looking. I can't find them.
You know, it's absolutely insane, right? Like, you know, I get it. He was selling videos and stuff like that, but it's a weird thought to think that this dude was just out there trying to teach people about this shit. You let him fucking get up anywhere, he's going to come rock your fucking local recreation center.
This man is just going, and again, the fiery passion that this man has when he talks. Oh boy. Just chef's kiss. No notes. I've never seen this one. So the minute he started going draconian, typhonian order, and I'm like,
yeah, mind what? Blown.
Dude, what?
All right, let's see. Let's watch the rest of this.
You see what I'm saying? Because they worshiped the mother. They became the devil. And everything in the feminine principle on down to the lineage up to now has been evil. Even in your damn Bible, which is one of the most sexist documents on the planet that is forced, that is made the sexism the way it is. A lot of brothers document them not trusting women, and women is evil based on the fucking Eve story, which is the most horrible story in the world. This is the temple of God, Solomon's temple. Solomon is, oh yeah, I am black and comely. Solomon's temple is, this is Solomon's temple. The temple of God is your body, right? Now, who is the master builder? The woman, because she has the baby. Yeah. So ain't no fucking thing as a man being the master mason. Yeah. Not unless he can have a baby, he's no master mason. There's only one master mason, and that's the woman. Yeah. That's the real deal mystery school. Yeah. See what I'm saying? Yeah. She builds the autonomy of the body of God. The autonomy of the body of God. She builds the temple. She builds the tree of life in the Holy Kabbalah. She has it. But they cut that out and don't show you that. You see what I'm saying? This, the tree of life, see, mean this is God supposed to be right here. She has God. The master mason is the black woman.
Where do we even start?
Okay. Well, what it turns into is the notion of the great mother, the triple blackness of space, the dragon, the draconian, the typhonian, typhon, you know, as the primal goddess. You know, it's Nuit. It's, you know, it's Our Lady of infinite space.
It's Isis, who has never been seen by any man. It's Eris as chaos. It's the divine feminine principle, right?
And he says that the early religions that came out of the draconian order impose a masculine form upon a primordial creative principle, whatever, right? And that they turn against those of the draconian order because they still worship the divine feminine, right? And he says, this is what has screwed up the sexes forever. And then he even talks about the Bible being one of the most sexist books ever written, which is just like, okay, yeah, sure, 100%. It's crazy. Going, and it makes me even think about the, where he talks about the, they castigate them as the, you know, these people are the worshipers of evil, of the devil. And it makes me think of like the Jordan Peterson, like dragons are the divine, are chaos and also the feminine principle. And it's like every symbol of feminism has been negative in our mythologies and all this stuff. And it's like, eh, you don't have that. You know, you're making a good point, Bobby.
Dude, Bobby, kill it. Bobby warning you that someone, some shyster like Jordan Peterson's going to come tell you that that women are evil. And this is, and God knows when this video was made. This has got to have been like the 90s at the latest.
Yeah, it had to have. Oh boy. And then he even goes into the notions of it's like, who is the master mason? He's like, well, the body is Solomon's temple. Who builds the temple is the master mason. Who builds the temple? Who builds the body? That's the woman.
Look, again, you know, for you folks that are very big on, you know, your various texts, this motherfucker just referenced the anatomy of the body of God. And then he literally pulls out a copy of Waite's Holy Kabbalah so he can fucking start talking to you about it. Granted, what's he do with it? He's like, check out the Sephiroth. They're all these masculine souls, which isn't completely accurate. But then he talks about what they don't know is that there's this thing above it all, the Ain Soph, which is the black mother.
You know, the one thing that sticks out to me is the aspirants to the AA are men, but the adepts of the AA are all women.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. So even Crowley was already on this idea of, and I understand that what we're saying can be viewed as very gender essentialist and, you know, that sort of thing. But the idea of the capacity of generation, of birthing and that sort of thing as a divine principle, and then and trying to understand that the biological function has an equating with a spiritual or a magical function is something that is very interesting. And Bobby Hemmett's talking about it here, but Crowley was talking about it, you know, almost 100 years before that. And then if you believe Bobby or you believe Kenneth Grant, they were talking about it well before Egypt was built.
The thing that I keep coming back to, right, is the system that Bobby has created is nothing short of something that you could cobble together out of a chaos magic perspective. It's taking host of various unrelated ideas and cobbling them together into a system that can work for you. And more importantly, I don't think this is something that Bobby was putting together for himself. Bobby was putting it together for a certain group of people in a culture that fundamentally was against them. It was a culture that is predominantly Eurocentric and white, a culture that is predominantly patriarchal. And what is this man trying to tell you? He's giving you an Afrocentric view of myth. He's giving you a feminist perspective of myth. He's taking these ancient esoteric ideas from mystery schools, and he's taking our modern, and I mean modern in like the post-Descartes kind of sense, not like contemporary sense, you know, people like Waite and people like Crowley, and reappropriating them to a culture that was disconnected from them. And that's fucking beautiful.
It is. It absolutely is.
All right. What we got next? Ancestors. Oh, this is going to be a fun one.
The ancestors, when you build those altars and you feed them, is not based on worshiping them. What it is they was trapped in a physical body just like we are. Now they don't understand the physical body because they don't understand the world that they've been plunged into because they don't have the physical body anymore. The movie Ghost told you all that. Remember, he was staying in the house for a while because he still thinking he had the physical body. The man said, you're trying to kick that can with your physical hand. Meanwhile, the more and more they get a sense of who they are, then more and more, after they get a sense of who they are, then what happens here is they become stronger and stronger and stronger. Once they become stronger, you can use that power.
Do we communicate with
them? You talk with them just like you're talking, just like you're talking to yourself. And that's another thing too, start talking to yourself. See, you living in a culture that tells you it's wrong to talk to yourself. But it's good to talk to yourself because you do it anyway. Or it's just taboo in this society, but you do it all the time. Somebody say, you talking? He said, I always say, I'm just singing. Be talking up a song.
Do we want to say anything about that one?
Lo-fi hip-hop beats to study and chill to Bobby Hemmett. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, that's neat. It's just sort of it's an interesting take on the practice of ancestral offerings and stuff, and then describing these forces of your ancestors as again, he uses the term as an army. You know, the ancestral spirits are a part of you, and they gravitate towards you. And as they become strong, because you continually make offerings unto them, they can do things for you, which is neat. I can't tell if it's like him stopping and sort of being like, when they ask, like, well, how can they help us, in what ways? I don't know if it was a thing of, like, he didn't want to say way too much of, like, what's basically describing witchcraft, or if it was like a, shit, I ain't thought about that yet. It could be either.
Bobby ain't perfect, obviously.
I do find the thing of talking, he mentions talking to the ancestors, and then he says talk, like, you can talk to them like you're talking to yourself. And that's another thing. You should start talking to yourself, which is, it gave me a chuckle. And then he shut me up where it's like, because you're going to do it anyway. It's just taboo. You're living in a culture that tells you not to talk to yourself, but it's good. You need to have that rapport with yourself. That's an interesting thought. I can draw the parallel of you can't help but do magic anyway. So maybe it's the same thing. It's like, you're going to talk to yourself anyway. Might as well be conscious and aware of how you're talking to yourself.
Being the Dreyfus student that I am, the minute he said, what was it, that it's a practice that you can do, I was already on board. I was like, he's talking about practices. And he's right. It's a practice. If you involve yourself with the ancestral spirits, you know, and as a chaote, I can tell you flat out that, like, I don't know if they're real or not. I don't really care if they're real or not, as long as I get the result out of it. But it's a practice that can render something intelligible. Drink. And it's some interesting shit. Like, I just can't stop, but I can't help but keep going back to this. It's like Bobby Hemmett is doing the sort of stuff that a lot of us want to be doing. The man starts referencing movies to try and explain magical or spiritual phenomena, for God's sakes. That's badass. Again, you guys want some pop culture magic? Fucking right there, man. He's telling you, like, it's like that movie fucking Curtain Call. It's like Ghost. Like, that shit's fucking awesome. Ugh. Okay. Can I take a piss real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, 2 seconds.
Look, I don't know, listeners. I think that the way this podcast is going, it's just, I need somebody who is going to want to do the real work, you know, not this, like, ha-ha, Bobby Hemmett's so funny, and I looked at the headlines for 10 seconds. I want somebody who is going to be able to keep up with me as a comedic powerhouse, but also a incredibly knowledgeable and learned practitioner. And I just don't think he's got it in him. I think maybe he did at one point, but, you know, his best years are behind him at this point. And it's sad, but maybe the best thing is just to put him out the pasture, you know? There's other people. I just want to let him down easy about it.
I have changed the password to all the RSS sites and the main website. Your move.
I will kill you in your sleep.
Oh, God. Okay. All right.
Professional podcasting.
All right. Here. Let's look at Bobby talking about myth.
So the Greek mythology is the Titans fall. And when the Titans fall, by Zeus overthrowing the Titans, they take their blood and make mankind out of it. The Titans used to rule the earth prior to creation. Our earth is built off of several other primal worlds that existed prior to creation. The fabric of those primal worlds was broken down and made into the earth and made into humans. The Babylonian mythology, you got the goddess Tiamat, who is destroyed by her children. Her body is destroyed and makes the earth and the fabric of the universe. Her husband King Gu's body is destroyed and makes man. So you get the word king. The word king comes from the word Kingu. Kingu, which means in order to be a king, you have to have melanin in the blood. Kingu or Salma. Salma, these words for melanin. Get the word Salma. If you go to India, it's Salma. And when they overthrew them, the children took their energy, their essence, and made mankind out of it, like by trapping the melanated essence into physical, slowed down vibratory form, which is the human body. Every single mythology has this. It's in the coffin text, the spiritual. Well, Ra is the sun. That sun outside there is a trick sun. Hell, there's been reports that it don't even shine when you leave the atmosphere. It don't even shine out in space. Out in space, they say, so black, you can't even see your fucking hand. You figured it'd be daylight out there. It's closer to the sun. You see what I'm saying? That sun makes the matrix possible. That's what I'm famous for. You see, that's how I can get to be a buffoon, because I document heavy. You see, so I can show my ass and tell y'all my TM, what they call it, TMI, too much information. You know what I'm saying? TMI, like how I ain't had no fucking heat all summer. You learn how to take cold showers, you don't have to pay no heating bill during the summer. And I'm not doing this because I'm cheap. I'm very elaborate. When I get money, I spend it up. Buy real expensive shit. You know what I'm saying? I just, I'm the brokest man in the Western Hemisphere, so. So every summer they come and roll and cut my damn heat off.
Oh, pause it.
Bobby just broke the secret to us, didn't he?
That's how I get to be a buffoon.
That's how I get to be a buffoon. Because I
document heavy.
I fucking love that, man. Because I mean, I won't play the whole clip, but I'll tell you, folks, he's telling you that the sun don't shine out in space, and that that's what allows the Matrix to exist, and that the old gods, the gods that we worship now, are the children of us because, well, not us, because we're not melanated individuals. And he's talking about Soma being melanin, and I don't agree with a single word of that. That's all ridiculous. But that's just a paradigm that he's in. And I fucking love it. But that's exactly how he works. He just told you the minute he starts telling you some crazy stuff like that, he's like, hang on, I got the bibliography right here.
Write shit down. Like, I could literally watch these all night. So you know. And I'll be saying the same thing over and over again at this point too, of like, just, man, this is a great orator. This man is so above and beyond. Like, I wish half of the spooky woo-woo people, I wish I was half this good.
Right, yeah. You know? Peter Carroll ain't got nothing on this shit.
Sadly, he doesn't.
I gotta say it. You know, we've talked a whole lot of good stuff for Bobby, so this is the moment where we talk bad about him. Bobby Hemmett don't know what the fuck he's talking about sometimes. Bobby Hemmett don't know what the fuck he's talking about sometimes. But it doesn't matter, because Bobby Hemmett gives you an amazing lesson in occultism. If the people you're talking to don't have any of this knowledge, you can imprint whatever message you want out of it. And that's a very dangerous thing that a lot of you people need to remember when you're studying all these people. Whether it's Crowley, whether it's Carroll, whether it's Waite, whether it's Plotinus, whether it's the people that wrote the fucking PGM, whether it's the fucking Sefer Yetzirah. Remember, the minute you have some esoteric knowledge, the minute you have something to show people that could open their mind to different things, they can put in the wheat with the chaff, and you will not be able to separate it unless you develop some discernment. That's why we can sit here and tell you that Bobby Hemmett is a brilliant fucking person, even though half the time he don't know what the fuck he's talking about, because he knows just enough to show you that he fucking knows something.
I'd say on a more positive note too, the man is a great lesson in the idea of taking the things that are relevant to the narrative or the paradigm that you're trying to build for the purposes of, whether it's the purposes of getting a cool $500 for your lecture, or if it's to put together a working, or to try to alter your particular reality tunnel, is that there is much to be said about finding the relevant parts, bending them, switching them around, making them fit the way that you need them to fit, and not being hung up on the idea of an objective truth that you're desperately trying to get to, because it's not there. It's just not. So by all means, get on that dragon pill Typhonian order from beyond the original building of the world, and talking about how you are the god that was swallowed up by Ra, and that you are going to escape this world of matter.
Legit. Just go for it. And I mean, again, and if you're half the fucking orator Bobby Hemmett is, you're gonna get some fucking fans. If we could talk like fucking Bobby does right now, we wouldn't be doing this podcast. We'd be out there on stage telling y'all the secret.
Well, maybe it would benefit if we put some chilled out lo-fi hip hop in the background of the podcast.
I have an idea. So what I'm telling y'all is the original man is not just the image of the gods. It is the image of the goddess. And inside you are the spheres of the tree of life. And there's at least 10 of those. And all 10 of them contain multitudes and armies, a whole world, a whole platoon of various forces, ready to do your bidding and your will upon the earth. But the man himself, has told you multiple times. You know, we always use that. We always say, the man's keeping me down. Why is that? It's because the masculine is a naturally oppressive force, and it's only the reconstitution of the feminine principle that keeps you from being brought down into tyranny.
Please take all of my money.
Okay. All right. Do we want to hear the rest of this?
Here, play a okay. little more of it.
This particular concept here is, it talks about Ra comes into existence by overthrowing Apep. Apep, or Apophis for Apep, is the great mother. Tiamat is the great mother. So the great mother was overthrown. The great mother had a host of both female and male in now this is a great mystery that you gotta understand about the black man. The black man is the only person that is both male and female. I'm not talking homosexuality. I have to preface that. The black man is the only person on the planet that's both male and female. The Kundalini energy inside of you is a feminine energy. You're the only person on the planet that has ever, in the history of the planet, that's ever been vilified, scorned, and chastised based on your sexuality. Sexism is a part of your life just as it is the black woman. That's because ultimately that's the feminine force that's inside of you, which is the Kundalini energy. So that realm...
Okay. Can I comment on this?
You want to. I was gonna honestly go like, man, let's just move on, but
I say something, because I'm gonna clip the relevant part there. This shows you the bad side of Bobby Emmett hardcore, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. We were singing his praises, and now it's like, nope.
We had to break the illusion for you folks.
Cause this is the shit I hate to say it, like, this is the Bobby Hemmett shit that is just like, we knew this was coming. Like, this stuff is still, I still think this stuff is funny, you know, like, because he's just
I used the word before for you folks, so I'm going to tell you now. What we did was a method of expedient teaching. we wanted to open your eyes to the idea that you could find something of value in these things that seem completely ridiculous and completely outside of any respectable, quote unquote, esotericism. But now we have to give you the grim, hard truth of Bobby Hemmett has some really interesting stuff that you can find and dig out the gems from the muck, just like you can anybody. Remember that. If this exercise has taught you anything, it's that you can find the gems in the muck of almost anything. But this is just Bobby telling you all sorts of stuff about how the black man is the only one who is both male and female, but he's not talking about homosexuality. Ugh. The melanated people are the only ones that have been chastised for their sexuality, which is, you know, like I said, what it shows is the general issue of alternative sexualities and gender within the African American community, but that's not it's not my place to talk on that. But I am totally gonna clip that part where he says, you know, the only one who's male and female.
I'm not talking about homosexuality. Not talking homosexuality. And it's like,
Yep.
There it is.
Like we said, remember folks that, as we said before, if you're a very powerful orator and you know just enough, you can have some influence. And what I really mean when I tell you that is, don't be taken in by people that are really great speakers. Don't be taken in by people that have really interesting ideas, because you can find brilliant gems in anybody. So with that, we're going to go on to our favorite thing. This is Bobby Hemmett talking about the Book of the Law.
What happened was, you had the actual
Shaky cam.
Based on this anonymous guy, I didn't bring as many books as I did this time, but I didn't need them. Because the book that I constructed, which I have on sale today, some of them I have, I got about at least 25, 26 copies, but I'll have some more copies tomorrow. The book that I put together based on different, when I edited the book, really, and I put the book together.
What book's on sale today?
So there is a book.
And when I put this book together, I got most of the notes and stuff in here that I'll be coming from. And I do have this book.
He put them together, though. He's just kind of like constructing books.
Well, we have got,
he didn't write this.
Studying, we stay about a good 60 years with John G. Jackson and the History Club in Harlem and that whole nine yards, Arthur Schomburg and all of that stuff. You know, John G. Jackson was the person that dedicated his lecture, his book that you need to get if you hadn't already read it, Man, God, and Civilization, to Gerald Massey.
Which we Arthur Schoenberg.
Gerald Massey had a little bit of villainy because now we find out that Gerald Massey was hooked up into what is called the Council of Hierarchy, or they call it the Great White Brotherhood, which means the Christ White, or that Christ Crown Chakra, or it's called the Black Rite of Osiris. And also, I think you're going to need to close that door. The Black Rite of Osiris. We understand this now because if you read his works, he straight up told you that everything was black. So now, as a matter of fact,
Great White Brotherhood.
So, they
Black Rite of Osiris.
Yeah. Smarter, becoming,
it was notes. It's noteworthy that he said, I guess we found out that so and so had some melanin in him because he was tapped into it.
You got to get out of New York. That's the message here.
Listeners, if you're in New York, you got to get out of it.
I love that you in this video, which we'll link it so people can. I mean, no, fuck it. You can find it. Just Google Bobby Hemmett, IOWASP, Book of the Law. But he holds up with this like shitty little pamphlet that's got the Stele of Revealing on it. And it's just such a fucking clusterfuck. This whole thing is such a clusterfuck.
It's notable that this recording compared to every other one that we've done is a noticeably lower quality.
It's so bad. It's got this, I mean, you've already heard it because I'm going to have us talking a little bit over it while it's going on, but it's got this hum and you can barely fucking understand them. It's great. It's fucking great. But here's our favorite part of the whole thing. Marcus Garvey, Ascended Master.
Ascended Master.
The blue god of the perfect black Osiris.
Quasi Quattle.
All right. The god of destruction, which is
just everybody. I mean, like the fact that he goes Buddha right at the rip. It's like it's just anybody you dig. You know?
Yeah, any. That's like the best. Metatron. There we go. That's the message. He's like, Bobby Hemmett's like, any god you can think of, we're going to put in here.
And I like that he's pouring just onto somebody's ficus.
Yeah. We were discussing this. We couldn't tell. Like you can't tell if this is liquor or water. We're pretty sure it's water, but if it's liquor, it's like, dude, you just killed that guy's houseplant.
I just want to know if Bobby like brought this with him on the ride over, or if it was just like, you got a eucalyptus in here or something. I need to just pour stuff onto it.
Oh, he says Sun Ra. Sun Ra. We already made a Sun Ra reference. Now we've gone full circle.
Ah, it's all coming together.
There you go. The government shut out Sun Ra and killed him, apparently.
I believe it. Kept people from listening.
Sun Ra fucking lived to be pretty fucking old from what I remember.
It's very true.
He lived to be 90. He just said it.
Government killed him when he was 90. Goddamn.
The god AWOS. All right, family. The Ark and the Covenant is the setup of the World War III that the white boy
made his setup for.
I'm sorry, folks. I feel bad if you thought we were being 100% serious about Bobby Hemmett and then knew about this already.
Oh, yeah. We might have given the wrong impression. But, I mean, it's also, we got you again.
Got you again.
I mean, and these are parts of Bobby Hemmett that are very funny because he's absolutely nuts.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking crazy. But, like I said, there's gems in the muck. There's interesting things going on here. But then, you got stuff. The majority of it is like this. All right, I'm going to cut to down here to an hour in.
Hey, I'm sorry about this, but I gotta.
You're good.
This Theosophical Society. Okay. Then came the Golden Dawn, the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. These other white boys from England, and they did
Melanin is memory.
Francis Yates and a different other people, and Aleister Crowley was a young initiate in his early 20s in this particular Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. Now, they lost contact also after they did so much stuff to get this stuff together and they didn't complete the cycle. They lost contact also. Then this guy by the name of Aleister Crowley, which guy by the name of Aleister Crowley, they say he was a reincarnate of an Egyptian priest. Because we know that 15% of white people ain't white. You see what I'm saying? You got the black presidents, they are black people. Some of them got blue eyes, but they got melanin. We now know that Gerald Manson is writing this stuff. Wallace, in fact, had this particular melody because he tapped into psychic forces that explained Egyptian mythology to tell you that they were black, which the other ones were racist. So now, this man claims to be this particular Egyptian priest who one day his stuff would come in a later state and return his teachings. Anyway, he was a priest of Amun-Ra in Thebes. He said he was a reincarnate of this person. Later on, he found out. He was a part of the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. One day, while honeymooning in 1904, he goes to Cairo, Egypt, for Kemet. His wife starts going into these trances, and she says that Heru or Horus is waiting for you. Heru and Horus is waiting for you. The next day, he got her up and took her to a museum in Kemet and said, I want to know what was summoning you, what was calling you, and if this particular stella, this slate that I got on the front of the book with this picture of Heru and this black priest that you can see is a black priest that was summoning her, Compton's. You know ain't no hope. So they even say to half us is hypocrites and imposters. Now, he got up on this stella and he found out, so he took this stuff and translated the hieroglyphics, took it back, and set up a ritual to Heru. He set this ritual up to Heru in the room with his wife that night. And once he set it up, and I got a short bibliography that I'll print in my next book. I'm going to do a new book next week, and I have some new books out. So now, save you some money. You get a little $5 books to give you all the signs. So now, he set up this ritual with his wife. This blue-black god named Awas came into the room. And he started, it came into the room. He said it came over his left shoulder. And these, this is the actual result, which is printed in also the book that I just gave you to give you this. He said that he seemed to be,
he seemed to be
a tall, dark man.
You missed the whole portion where he...
You missed the whole portion where he basically recounts the entire writing of the Book of the Law. And he reads directly from Crowley's quotes.
What's he say? I mean, is it any good? Does he get any details wrong?
That's the thing about Bobby. He gets things completely right. It's just how he frames them that fucks it all up.
Crowley didn't have no melanin.
Well, no,
God
he talks about how melanated beings can reincarnate themselves in whatever form. And talks about, obviously, this person had melanin because they were in on the spiritual secrets and yada yada.
Oh, what kind of cop out is that?
You can be melanated without being melanated as long as you're a spiritual thing.
Technically, if you're a human, you have melanin.
I mean, that's the goofy part of all of this.
Oh, just that one part?
What do we want to say about Bobby?
Bobby be absolutely buck wild. When he's amusing, he's amusing. When he's absolutely insane, he's absolutely insane. And like you said, there's definitely jewels in all this muck.
Yeah, he's occasionally insightful. And Bobby Hemmett gives you a moment to look at the kind of ideas you have about esotericism in the world from a completely different perspective. And when he's wrong, he is bigoted, anti-Semitic, sexist.
Yeah, it's weird that it's like, even when he's so very pro-feminist, he still ends up sexist.
Yep.
Yeah. Homophobic.
Pretty much all the isms that you would be like, that is fucked up, you can attribute to Bobby in some kind of way. When he's great, he's great. And no one can take away from the fact that he is a brilliant speaker. He's very fun and entertaining. Oh, yeah. He's one of those people that can trick you. Because you can get really wrapped up with how entertaining he is and then start listening to his ideas. In fact, I'm going to put that Hyatt quote in right now.
I attended a number of his lectures, and he was a very brilliant and a very sweet man, and I admired him in a lot of ways. But like all good speakers, he knows how to mix metaphor with facts. And people love that. If you can learn how to mix metaphors with facts, you can sell anything. You can do anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I still stand by that. I think Bobby Hemmett is massively entertaining.
Massively.
I will still be saying the black god Set or Soot, the blue-black god of Krishna, self-begotten Set Typhon, and Osiris, who was the original black man, you know, all of that. And now I've got some more fun sayings like, I'm going to make this sip malt liquor simple.
We thank you all for taking this ride with us of Bobby Hemmett. We hope you learned something.
What did we learn? Something about scratching your ass?
You got to love yourself because you might be really good at scratching your ass. And with that, it's time for the most wonderful, wonderful part of this, our palate cleanser. How goes the work?
I've been scratching my ass.
And I love myself.
I've been doing magic work to magnify the concentration of melanin in my skin.
We're not even going to give you guys a serious one. How goes the work? This episode's already going to be way too long anyway.
This has been Chaos Magic News, the only podcast that
gets to act like a buffoon because we document heavy.
As always, if you got 72 motherfuckers in your head, all with legions of 200,000, you can probably get them all to listen to this podcast. And God, do we need the listeners.
Yes, please. If you do enjoy the show, you should highly, highly recommend it to all of your friends and or loved ones.
You can find us at chaosmagicnews.com, where we'll have links to the pod, articles, interviews with some of the most fascinating people, not Bobby Hemmett, unfortunately, and pretty much anything else you could ever want from us. We're on social media at Chaos Magic News on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And other than that, Kotep, would you like the last word?
Hashem.
Hashem. All right, folks. Thank you for listening. We will see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. Why did we do this?
This is rough.
This is going to be so hard to edit.